The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
No, I can't. There's nothing.
Test.
You're perfect now. So that must be that line.
Why did you yell and not just go through the mic? Go through the.
I don't know. Because I was doing other things.
Okay, so now we know. It's not the microphone.
And it worked, though, yesterday.
It worked.
Yeah.
So we know it's not the microphone now. So now it's got to be in the wiring.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. Interesting.
Pat, I hope you're listening. You can come in this morning and try and figure this thing out. Because it was working yesterday. Perfectly. Okay, let's start all over again. Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 24th of June, 7:06 in the morning, news top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring community and healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Compassion. That was the other C. Okay. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
You yelled from the other room?
I don't know. It was.
Did you have a slight stress moment there?
A little bit, because I was just waiting for it to work.
So was I.
I mean, it was just.
We tested it afterwards. It was working. Did anybody use it last night? No. It was a rerun last night.
Yeah.
From that show, or a best of. And so, it's not working today. Okay, now that's the second microphone we put in there. So, now I'm thinking it's got to be the wiring.
Yeah, there's got to be something wrong with that wire.
It's got to be the wire. Okay. But they just replaced the wire. Awesome. Pat replaced the wire the other day. Anyway, okay, we'll figure this out. I'm sorry, my friends. Oh, and the phones. Well, phones are still down, it appears, and we got the part in yesterday that we put in, or if we couldn't have put it in, maybe their technician will be here this morning. I haven't heard back and from Pat, but they should be up by noon today, which is, you know, Monday, Tuesday, and half of Wednesday. So we'll go back to him and say I'd like to have my invoice changed since we had 2.5 days that we didn't have phones. Am I being too peckish this morning with this?
No.
I don't think so either.
Mm-mm.
My microphones don't work. The phones don't work. Jesus, we've only been doing this for 16 years. We didn't have this much trouble. The first week, at least the phones worked. So, good morning, everybody. Okay, I'm out of it. I'll stop whining. I'm not even sure which microphone I'm on now. One, two, there's three of them. Two of them don't work. Well, one of them doesn't work because we took it apart. Scavenging? Yeah.
We should put that mic over there.
We'll put it back together again. That'll work. Hey, today is sunny and hot with a high near 98, and tonight around 67. Tomorrow, only 96, so it's cooling down. And on Friday, a high near 87. Saturday, 82. And Sunday, 86. So it's going to be a beautiful weekend, cooler and all that, with a lot of things going on this weekend. And then Monday, it starts going back up 93 and Tuesday on 94. So the weather is going to be, though, all clear and sunny and hot. And even the 80s. 80s is warm when you get out there. So weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Family owned, locally operated, veteran owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and provide outstanding service to their customers and good people. Been there close to 30 years. Started by Chuck and Judy Kinney. Shasta Gas Propane, 530-365-3793. Okay. Now, when I see both of you working on the board, I start worrying.
We're just looking.
Should I worry?
No, we're just looking.
Sue's in there. She's leaning over. Ben's in there. What? I don't see any tools, so I guess I'm okay. All right. Three seats on the Redding City Council is going to be up for election this November. Yeah. Could be a big turnover. Now, the seats are currently held by Erin Resner, who will not be running again because she just won the Board of Supervisors vote, Tanessa Audette and Jack Munns. Now, Tanessa has said that she will run for reelection, and Jack has not said publicly whether he's going to seek another term. However, another guy named Russ Winham is throwing his hat in the ring already, and we need to have him on, see who he is. Longtime civil engineer, current chair of the Redding Planning Commission, and he spent more than 20 years with Caltrans and mostly has served as a project director and senior technical manager for a global engineering firm. And he's running because he believes Redding faces critical financial and infrastructure challenges that require experienced leadership. He wants to fix the budget and transparency, addressing aging roads and public infrastructure, strengthening public safety and supporting economic growth. It'll be interesting to see how he plans on doing all that. I can't wait to have him on. Maybe he has the plan. Okay. Let me see what else we have here. Oh, looks like the Board of Supervisors, they voted 4-1 to move forward with a scheduling for a future discussion on whether to censure Shasta County Clerk and Register of Voters, Clint Curtis. That what they did Tuesday was not a vote on censure itself, but rather a procedural step to determine whether the issue should be placed in a future agenda following the election certification. According to Kelstrom, it was not a vote on whether they were going to censure or not. It was a vote to see if they can put it on the agenda to discuss it. It seems like they can, and it was. It's ultimately passed with 4 supervisors in favor and Kevin Crye casting a lone dissenting vote. So, it'll be after, I think, was it July 2nd is when they come out with the certification for the election. Okay. All right. Let's take a quick break. What other things? I've got a whole bunch of stuff here. And I tell you to call in and tell me about it. Tell me what's going on out there, except our phones don't work. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Redding for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Dunn. Known for their hit song, Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings their signature Texas Americana sound to Redding for one unforgettable night.
I'm going broke with every song I play, 'cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at cascadetheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
It's time to saddle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage. Friday, July 24th. Rising fast and bringing his signature sound. Ian brings the west to the rest. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. But they won't last long, so don't wait. Make it a country night to remember. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket. Dust off those boots. Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Reading politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bond, streaming live at kcnrradio.com. I'm not going to tell you what we were doing during the break here, but needless to say, we have, not only do we have liftoff, but we have backup systems all working at one time. It's kind of scary. Hey, Millville Fire. We had a fire out in Millville Pines, 35 acres out there, and it's right down the road from where we keep the Wonder Horse. And the vegetation fires, they were able to stop it from growing past 35 acres. Plains Fire broke out Tuesday evening, and California Highway Patrol closed traffic on both ways on 44, and they brought the blaze under control. And it started about 10 till 6. And they hit it with air tankers and ground crews and all that. The fire was sparked as the saw that the highest temperature of the day was 97. South wind was blowing to the north at 13 miles per hour. And they still don't say why they think it started. So, and then they had a Buffalo fire broke out earlier on Tuesday, and that burned 9 acres before they could stop it. So, thank goodness. You know, they are really going after fires early with air, and they're hitting it hard, and they're putting teams on it. So, 9 acres, 35 acres, good job, Cal Fire. And everybody, be careful out there. I don't know if, you know, what caused it. I mean, it could have been anything. But hopefully you're not out there cutting your grass or doing things like that during that time of the day, because it can do nothing but lead to fires. Now, here's something the Department of Agriculture said, you know, the Trump administration through the Department of Agriculture blocked states from using their SNAP, which used to be food stamps, their SNAP benefits to buy sugary foods and drinks. This U.S. District Judge ruled that they lacked the authority under federal law to approve state requests to bar recipients of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, from using benefits to buy sugary foods and drinks. The USDA had approved food restriction waivers in 23 states, allowing them to restrict SNAP participants for using their benefits to buy products such as soda and candy. So now, with that ruling, SNAP recipients can continue to buy what is referred to as junk food, sugary foods, candy, soda, all that kind of stuff. You see, I kind of thought that that nutrition assistance program would be for, like, food, you know, like real food, Ben.
Healthy food?
It doesn't have to be especially healthy food, but it could be things like, well, you would think healthy food, right? But things like vegetables and...
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Like, you know what I mean? Canned vegetables, things like that. Things that would feed the family and feed yourself.
Things that are essential.
Yeah. Not Coke or
fruit by
candy.
The foot. Or
yeah. Fruit by the foot. What the hell is that? Fruit by the foot.
It's like you never seen those little rolls?
No.
They come in a little roll. It's like a...
Oh, and they're...
Kind of like a fruit roll-up.
Oh, it's like the old fruit roll-ups.
But it's like really thin, and they put them in a rope.
Oh, you know what? Come to think of it. Costco had that. Oh, yeah. And this lady was handing out samples of this. And she said something about fruit. So I took it. And then I started unwinding it and found out that, you know what? This is not something that I would, after unwinding a little bit and tasting the first part of it, into the trash it went. But this kind of, you know what? I understand what the FDA is doing. I mean, you would like people to use that to buy food. You know, part of the building blocks, you know, vegetables and fruit and those kind of things, and not, you know, Starburst and those kind of things. Okay. Well, you can do anything you want. Now, back in New York, and I love this. You know, Mondamin, who is a self-proclaimed Democrat socialist, which really is kind of more communist than socialist. They're already trying, you know, they're starting their government grocery stores in competition with, you know, privately owned grocery stores. Well, he did it again after he won. And in the primaries, every one of his candidates won. A trio of Mondami-endorsed far-left. Now, they go beyond far-left. They're all socialists. They said they're socialists. And even though what they're professing is closer to communism than socialism, however, each one of them won their primaries over more moderate incumbents and other candidates. The most shocking victory, it was in the 13th Congressional District, where Mondami-backed candidate Derelisa Avila Chevalier a 32-year-old community organizer and Democrat socialist. Topped incumbent Democrat Adriano Espaillat, the 71-year-old congressional Hispanic caucus chair and the first Dominican American elected to the U.S. House. And he had been in Congress for a decade, was supported by a slew of party leaders, including the New York governor. Now, Chevalier's reported past and now deleted social media jabs at former presidents Barack Obama, who she called evil, and Joe Biden, who she labeled a war criminal, and along with her previous support to abolish the police and get rid of prisons, grabbed plenty of attention in the last few weeks. And she said, well, I don't mean that anymore. We have to use every tool in our toolbox to make sure we abolish ICE and keep our immigrant neighbors safe. And she called her victory a clear mandate. The next one, also in line with the Democrat Socialist of America, defeated the another Democrat by double digits. And Reynoso, who was supportive of Velasquez, was also down by more than 20 points. We have declared the movement is durable, that is, it's growing. It will not stop until working people are no longer asked to just build the table, no longer just offered a seat at the table, but will run the table, Valdez said. And the last one, progressive socialist Brad Lander, crushed incumbent Democratic Rep. Dan Goldman. Anyway, so what's this mean for the Democratic Party? Socialists. These are people that believe that taking buildings from rightful owners for whatever reasons they can come up with is okay. They believe in state grocery stores, in this case, competing against local grocery stores. They don't believe in the right of possession. And the thing about it is, they want to tax rich people. Now, you can say billionaires. Okay, you want to tax billionaires, but that wealth will run out quick. And then where do they go to next? Well, then they go to millionaires. And then where do they go? Well, you know where they go. Just like this billionaire tax thing that they've written for California, if you take a look at it and you read it and you get into it, it's not just billionaires. It can be anybody. If you inherit a piece of art, you're in there. So it is a clear, and it's run by the unions. Of course, the unions are backing it. It's a clear money grab. Now, the question is how many people is it going to drive out? I mean, we've already lost hundreds of thousands of people out of California. How many more are going to leave? How many businesses are going to leave? How many people are just saying enough, enough? And it won't be the billionaires. It won't be the millionaires even. But it will be people who are retiring and look at the future and say, I can't afford to live here on a fixed income, even though my fixed income could be six figures. It could be 100,000, but I can't afford to live in California the way they're going. So what do? They vote with their feet. They go across the line into Nevada. They go up to, heck, they can even go to Oregon, even though Oregon's getting weird. Texas, Tennessee, anywhere down in the South. South Carolina has the biggest growth per capita than any state in the nation, more than Florida and Texas. So it's just a matter of time. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crack Master Windshield Repair. Jeff Horst has been doing this for, gosh, close to 30 years. He's actually the windshield whisperer. He has gone through the schools. He has then learned on the job. And he has come up with a process that when he fixes your windshield, it doesn't need to be fixed again. He guarantees whatever he fixes for life, whether it's a chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. You've heard the story how he fixed like an 8-inch crack on my windshield and it lasted for 18 years. Yeah, yeah. And that is indicative of the kind of work he does. Takes your vehicle into a climate-controlled area, puts his special stuff on it, gets it in there, gets you out in a short period of time, and guarantees his work. The cost is very economical. So, if you're not sure, how about bringing your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis? Yeah, it doesn't get any better than that. Or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Reading area homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Reading, California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements. At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class, American-made, high-performance, clear acrylic barrier systems that actually seal the shingles, lock in the granules, and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil-based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof, over replacing it at a third of the cost, is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941-9035, 530-941-9035, or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Everybody calls the State Alliance.
Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Reading for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Dunn. Known for their hit song, Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings her signature Texas Americana sound to Reading for one unforgettable night.
I'm going broke with every song I play, 'cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at CascadeTheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The future is here at Turtle Bay Museum with Popnology, an immersive and interactive experience by Stage 9 Exhibitions that brings science fiction and science fact together like never before. Step up to an exact replica of the DeLorean time machine. Compare 1980s technology to today's smartphones. Discover the story behind the Mars rover and much more. Perfect for all ages. On exhibit now at Turtle Bay Museum. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I was just in there regaling the staff with stories that I'm going to talk about in just a minute. I may even repeat a couple. Okay, hey, welcome back. 7:36 in the morning here on the 24th of June. 72 degrees out there. It's going to go up to, 98 today. It's amazing how fast June has gone by. Does it seem like it's gone by fast, Ben? Not to you?
Yeah,
to me it does. Hey, Texas has something called the Tormenta Rampaging Run that's going to open in Six Flags over Texas on Friday. So what is that? It's the world's tallest, fastest, and longest Giga Dive coaster, roller coaster. The coaster is going to shatter half a dozen world records. It's the only Giga Dive coaster, which means a coaster that is at least 300 feet tall in the world. Daring villagers, I don't know why they call them villagers, are carried 309 feet above the ground, giving them a breathtaking and panoramic view of Arlington, the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and Six Flags over Texas far below. Just before the terrifying 285-foot drop, the train pauses over the edge for 3 seconds, giving you a chance to really contemplate panicking. And then it goes straight down. Wow. And then they've got a picture of it here. Trust me, it's not just straight down. You're doing loops. You do a series of loops in this thing. You can buy a membership for this. Vertical drop, 285 feet. Fastest, 87 miles per hour. Highest Immermann inversion, which is a big loop, 218 feet. Tallest vertical coaster loop, 179 feet. And longest dive coaster, 4,200 feet total. And it's got a photo in here. And from where you go up and how you go down is, wow. It's where it starts, and you go up this. I mean, this thing goes almost straight down, and it goes into a loop, and into another loop, and then to another loop, around another loop, and then back. Have you ever ridden one like that? Do you like roller coasters?
Yeah, I like roller coasters. It's just I don't like the ones that are you see at, like, the fairs and stuff. So, like, roller coasters at, like, Great America, you know, Six Flags and stuff I like.
Yeah.
I can do those.
Yeah, you can go up there and go down. I've had them before where, you know, they hook you in, and then you're upside down, and they turn you in kind of a corkscrew-type thing. And I'm talking about roller coasters. They have this – good morning, Linda. They just had this one, the biggest one in the world, over 309 feet high, and you drop 285 feet straight down.
So,
and then you go in all these loops. No, so, you wouldn't ride that.
No, I mean, I like the roller coaster at, I love the roller coaster in Santa Cruz on the boardwalk.
Well, yeah, that's a regular roller coaster.
Yeah, okay, so I've always loved roller coasters. I worked at Six Flags Magic Mountain, my first job away from home, in Santa Clara. But the scariest one, first of all, do you ever see these, like, these images about people that get stuck on a roller coaster upside down? I'm not doing that. Okay? But the worst one was when you got into the drop. And I think that happened later on at Six Flags. What's the place in LA? When you come through Magic Mountain.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Where you take a little, you know, you get up to the very top, you get in, and then it basically goes out and then drops. That is the worst feeling in the world. You know, I used to love to do all that stuff, and then in 69, remember we were home talking to Mom and Dad, talking about in 1969. No, I had this girlfriend that I would go to all of, you know, the Sacramento Fair, and we used to love to go on all these things. And then one day, I don't know what happened, I did the hammer. Oh. Do they even have the hammer anymore?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the hammer. Two kind of oblong things, and it goes up and down.
Yeah, in circles.
Right.
Yeah. I did the hammer, and I got so sick that I ended up spending, you know, the day laying on the grass. And after that, it just kind of changed my system up. But if it goes up and down and it's not too scary, I do like roller coasters. But this, I guess people will be flying from all over the world that are those aficionados of a roller coaster to go on the tallest and the biggest. Of course, it's in Texas, the tallest and the biggest. When is it open?
Friday.
Oh, boy.
We could get if we left tonight, we could get there.
Some people from the World Cup that are in, they'll probably make a trip to Texas just to go on the biggest and the best.
Speaking of the World Cup, before we go to our break. Okay, I'm sorry, everybody. I have become almost addicted to the reels of the Europeans here in the United States and what they love about it. They and there's these two Brits have been they've got like 6.5 million followers.
Oh, wow.
And they've been traveling through the United States for 3 months. I haven't been following them, but you see their stuff on reels, right? And people ask him, you know, well, why haven't you seen everything? He goes, you realize that you can drive through four countries in Europe
in a day,
and you cannot get through Texas in a day.
Right.
And then they showed a national park in Alaska that is so big, all of Great Britain or the United Kingdom can fit in it. Great, you know, England, Scotland, Ireland, Wales, they all fits in that one national park in Alaska.
Yeah.
He goes, you have no concept of the distances here. And you wonder, oh, they don't travel to Europe. They don't have to. they could travel in the United States. It's got everything.
Right.
And then you get the Scots. Well, I think your macaroni and cheese, that's mediocre. And the brisket, it's butter. It melts in my mouth. I mean, it just keeps.
And they talk about each state.
Each state is so different. Different. How laid back it's down in the South and how, and everything they've been fed is you can't walk down the streets without getting attacked. People are mean and nasty and we're falling apart and they come here.
Mm-hmm.
They can't buy gallons of milk in England. You don't buy gallons of milk in England, according to, a couple of the guys that posting things.
Mm-hmm.
Here you can buy gallons of milk. And then the one French guy, which has broken everybody up. He goes, see this? This is Pepsi. I get free refills. He said, I can have 1,000 free refills. He says, I'm going to get a refill right now. He runs back, gets his refill. I got a refill. And his buddy says, you can't drink that much. He goes, it's free. It's a free refill. And then people having breakfast. Biscuits and gravy is driving them nutso. And then they come back and they fill up their coffee cups.
Yeah.
Free?
Yeah.
Yeah. Free refill.
I like, I think there were German. I'm not really sure, but they loved Ella Langley. or they love Ella Langley. And so she got wind, or her people got wind and invited them. So they put him up in a room. J.J. Watts, you know, put him up with all kinds of swag. And then they got, you know, tickets and backstage. And of course, they have their faces, you know, like blacked out on their Instagram or whatever, their reels. But I think that's so cool that the stars are reaching out. Like, oh, we got these fans that are over here, and they like my music. So, you know, I think that's just a great spirit that's going on about all of us.
Yeah.
And to think that, you know, we're not hearing a lot about when you've got the whole downtown Seattle, or you've got, you know, burning buses.
The Knicks,
they burn buses. I mean, yeah. Come on.
They made, the headline was, they made Seattle into what Seattle used to be.
Right.
The soccer fans. The other one, were the Norwegians. I think it's Norwegians. They're doing the Viking row.
In the middle of Times Square.
Yeah. They're on there, and they're all doing, there's hundreds of them doing the Viking row, or they're all sitting together in the stands doing the Viking row. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah.
They are in the Tartan Army. You don't even want to talk about the Tartan Army.
That's so cool.
You know what?
It almost
makes you want to go over to Scotland and say, hey, I'm an American. Yeah. And so they can be, yeah, we'll pay you back, right?
So three different bars, they reported that they were, their beer ran dry. And one cracked me up because they said the refrigerator door broke. Because it was open so many times that it just fell off the hinges after a while in Boston.
In a bar there. Because they had kept drinking.
Yes, they kept pulling. It finally just broke.
Oi, you know what? We've been spending time on this every day.
I know.
But the thing is that when you see people that are happy, that are appreciative, that think, oh my God, what a great country. And part of it is just the stuff that we just
take for granted.
Going into Barkey's or whatever that place is in Texas.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I went in for the first time. Judy Maxwell invited myself and another girlfriend. I know the light's flashing. And we, Buc-ee's. Oh my God.
And it's Buc-ee's everything.
Buc-ee's everything.
You know, so, and they walk into that, and one group said, we're going to eat every bit of food. We're going to eat every kind of food in Buc-ee's. And they were there for
a long
time.
Yeah, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Goldleaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24-inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees. Many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees. All on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived. The good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year after year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXC-PBS General Manager. I want to thank Redding Rancheria for their support over the years, for providing funding with our story time books for families in the local area.
Jake Mangus with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Redding Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Redding Heating and Air, we don't just promise fast service. We put our money where our mouth is. How does $500 in cold, hard cash sound?
Whoa, $500? Kelvin, are we serious?
Dead serious, young fella. If we don't have your new system installed within 72 hours of booking, we'll pay you $500 cash. You know, back in my day...
72 hours? Kelvin, can you even move that fast?
Anyway... That's the old-fashioned way of doing things, Chili. We respect a neighbor's time. We show up when we say we will, and we hustle until the job is done right.
It pays to use Redding Heating and Air. Restrictions apply. Visit reddingheatingair.com to schedule your 72-hour install today.
Don't wait. Let's get to work.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
All right. Welcome back to our Wednesday edition here on KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Did we get our phones fixed?
No, noon, because the IP address was also screwed up, so they're sending a technician, and he'll be here, and he'll have us back up by noon. So they
sometimes
say.
You have to.
So they say.
Sometimes they have to fall in order to build back up. But I know we're not alone. There's a lot of people with that lightning storm actually we've heard about another signal that kind of got hit.
It came back on.
Okay, all right.
Came back on.
I want to just before we go, a couple things that we have to remember. The Colt 45 games are going on.
Have tickets.
Yep.
Can't call in, can you?
No, can't call in.
Oh, hey, but, not only if you call in right now, I will give you that, but free beer for the whole night.
A reminder, though, that about the Colt 45 games, I mean, you think about this weekend. Actually, we've got this weekend open, but not really, because we are going to go to the closing weekend of Garden of Light. So many of you who have those tickets that are good for any night, they close on the 28th, guys, so... I know we went for opening week, and I want to go for closing week. So it'll be a beautiful weekend, and let's go support Turtle Bay, and all the beautiful things they do, because this Glowing Wild, I call it Garden of Lights, Glowing Wild is amazing. And, so we just want to, you know, support our local community. And also this weekend.
You got the, at the Cascade Theater, you have the Ranchers with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and Claire Dunn. Get your tickets now. Support a great cause. And what this is to help ranchers who have had depredations from wolves that have not been addressed by the state. And they're losing, you know, 8, 10, 15% of their calf crop or their cattle crop. And that's just death. That doesn't count all the other things that go along with it. Like the cattle are constantly under stress. They're losing weight. They're moving all the time. It's more than just the loss of an animal. It's all the other things that go along with it. Anyway, it's going to be a great concert. It's going to start at 5:30 over there. The concert doesn't, but at the Cascade Theater, they've got an outdoor thing with food and drinks, live music, and you can talk to some of the ranchers that this has been affecting. And then at 6 o'clock, gates open, and at the Cascade, you can go in and then have a super concert with Claire Dunn at 7 and Uncle Lucius at 8. And let me see what else. Oh, get your tickets now at cascadetheater.org.
Now, something that just came to my mind when we were talking about, you know, the power going out. I read somewhere, and there's new management at REU, so we need to reach out to them and get them on the morning show. And the reason being is because I've read somewhere where they have agreed that they are going to be part of rolling blackouts.
Yeah.
Well, before we never had that with them. So now they're going to do that. So how does that affect?
Possibly.
Well, how does that affect, like we've seen, with the radio station? Like the rolling black, because, you know, does that, you know, backup generators, what does that mean?
I think it's fire related. So I don't think it's, Depending on where your antennas and transmitters are, I guess that could affect it.
Just maybe think about it now.
Well,
so
we'll go look at that.
Yeah.
All right. Raiding Rancheria's Big Time is going to be this weekend. On Friday from 6 to 9 p.m., dancing and vendors and all types of things. And Saturday from the dancing starts probably around 10.
It was an interesting show yesterday.
And then goes to 5 p.m. There's dinner break, and it goes from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. They think it's going to go even later than that.
Yeah.
Because all of the dancing that goes on. And then Sunday from 9 to noon.
You can listen to the archives of yesterday's show because it was very interesting about this celebration of what they do. People come from all over.
This has been going on for centuries.
For centuries, right. And a very interesting. I know I want to go out for the first part. And they play all different kinds of games, but the dancing and what they do. Anyway, this is a really big, besides the powwow, this is the other big one.
Okay, I have this story. It's kind of from the weird. People climbing Mount Everest, as you know, that's a dangerous proposition. They've had over 200 people killed on Mount Everest trying to climb it. However, there's this one individual who has been there for 30 years, a body, I should say. He's kind of in a small cave, but you can see him. And they call him Green Boots because they didn't know who he was. He was killed in 1996 when they had this terrible snowstorm blizzard come through there, and something like 8 people died on Mount Everest. They call him Green Boots because that was the color of his boots. But it turns out that he was one of three East Indian climbers that died on that. Well, they have now are going to recover him, and it's going to be extremely difficult. They're at very high altitudes, and they've got to do it. And getting back, they want him back before October. So he's got a plan to retrieve him. For years, they thought the guy was somebody else, but his name is Dorje Morup. And both of them died near the summit on the same day. And so somehow they've come up with another name. Because he was named after his lime-colored Koflak boots, became a landmark for climbers tackling the tricky northeast ridge route, accessed from the Tibet and China side. And he curled up as if napping, and I see a picture of him here. Green Boots is fully clothed and lies nestled under a small rocky alcove about 8,500 meters above sea level and just 350 meters from the summit. So, and they believe he succumbed to minus 30 Celsius temperatures and hurricane force winds in a storm that was documented in Krakauer's best-selling book, Into Thin Air, and they made a movie of that, too. Mm-hmm. So, so anyway, they're going after him. I find that interesting. And it's they've got others. There's 200 bodies, and what they've tried to do is move them out of sight as possible, including Sleeping Beauty. So I would imagine that would be a woman, but she is still out there, it looks like. But they tried to move them so people, so it wouldn't be so macabre.
Right.
You're climbing.
Right. Walk over a corpse.
In 2006, on his first summit, a Sherpa encountered him as he sought shelter from strong winds. A light dusting of snow had mostly covered the body. When I touched him, I cleared the snow a little bit. Then I totally saw Green Boots lying under the snow. When climbers die up there, they leave them there because it's too hard to get them down, too dangerous. I imagine if, government gets in there and says, hey, yeah, we're going to pay you $1 million to get this body down, you could probably do it. But anyway, you want to see a picture of him?
Sure.
There he is. I mean, you can't see anything. It looks like somebody.
In the air.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Come on in,
no,
Sue.
No.
Go ahead.
You. It looks like somebody.
Sue's here. Yeah, I love Sue McClain. Yeah.
Hi. Okay, I have a comment. There's a book called Into Thin Air.
Yeah, that's
by John Krakauer.
Yes, I just mentioned that.
And if you haven't read it, It's wonderful. It's one of my favorite reads, even though he doesn't really have a great reputation after that. But there
oh,
is
yeah, he
another.
Was one of the guides, right?
He wasn't. He was just a climber.
Oh, he was a climber.
He was, well, when you're up on Everest, you're out, you know, you're into yourself.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
you're out
right.
for yourself. But there was another Russian climber that actually went out and retrieved people and helped them survive. But he was on that climb, and that's the Green Boots.
And that's
oh.
what that was. Well, yeah. the thing is...
Into Thin Air.
Yeah.
Isn't
and,
there
and
a
they
movie?
Made, but they made a movie, too.
Yeah, it
they
did. Did. And Josh Brolin. Brolin.
Yeah.
Not Josh.
Well, they came in. Yeah. They were so frozen. And
yeah.
We have to run. We've
yeah.
run out of time.
I got
hey,
it.
We're going to take a break for the news. When we come back, we've got Shasta Unfiltered.
KCNR, Shasta ready.
Canceling the signing of a housing affordability bill at the U.S. Capitol. The president's on the Hill today for a meeting at lunch with GOP senators. Camp Mystic, the Texas Christian camp where 25 girls and two teen counselors died in flooding last summer, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Victims' families sued in November, arguing that the camp operators failed to take the necessary steps to protect the girls. This is going to happen, the words of the head of the UN's nuclear agency, saying that his inspectors will be visiting Iran's nuclear enrichment sites. President Trump says when it comes to Iranian claims that no inspections have been agreed to...
They're wrong. They know they're wrong. They told us inside, and we have it down 100% inspections.
Following the lead of the House, the Senate has passed a war powers resolution. It demands President Trump get congressional approval before any additional military action is taken against Iran. Mr. Trump dismissing the non-binding resolution as meaningless and poorly timed. Today marks the fourth anniversary of the Supreme Court's repeal of Roe v. Wade. Marjorie Dannenfelser of Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America says that now her group's attention turns to abortion pills.
We have women who are receiving these drugs because of a Biden COVID hangover. The rules were dropped around the distribution of these drugs. There's no in-person visit to anybody associated with her health. She just gets it in the mail or her boyfriend, her ex-husband, the guys at the fraternity, someone has those drugs and she gets them and it's leading to disasters all over the country.
Dannenfelser speaking with the Salem Radio Network. The Dow is up 187 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
There's a moment nobody talks about with weight loss. It's the moment it stops working. The diet that worked before doesn't. Eating less stops moving the scale. That's not random. When your body's under stress, it slows your metabolism. That's why quick fixes eventually fail. At PHD Weight Loss, they focus on restoring your metabolism. And right now, when you call and mention Mike G, you'll get 2 free weeks and they'll pay for the cost of your food. Call 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or visit myphdweightloss.com.
Americans have a big healthcare problem. Over 100 million citizens carry medical debt while paying for overpriced and complicated health insurance. As Christians, we don't have to pay for a broken system. Christian Healthcare Ministries is an alternative to health insurance at half the cost. Plus, you can enroll at any time. Stand up to health insurance with a biblical solution. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
More atomic saber rattling by the North Korean dictator.
Kim Jong-un, in his usual black suit, stood out among the row of sailors in white. The North Korean leader told them that the plan to equip the Navy with nuclear weapons is following its course. It is unclear when that will be, but North Korea has been test-firing missiles from its ships. And soon, he boasted, he will launch ships twice as large as the one in front of him. Since his negotiations with U.S. President Trump failed in 2019, Mr. Kim has continued to pursue nuclear weapons, unveiling more ambitious plans one after another.
That's the BBC's Jay Kwan in Seoul, South Korea. Ukraine says its forces have struck a railway bridge, power plant, and other key infrastructure targets in neighboring Russia-controlled Crimea. As Moscow sets up attacks on Ukrainian civilian targets, the Ukrainians are striking back. News and analysis at townhall.com. More than 1,000 GM workers are out, and 50 robots are in.
General Motors is facing renewed scrutiny over automation at its flagship EV assembly plant after adding dozens of robots to the production line months after cutting more than 1,000 jobs. The changes at Factory Zero in Detroit highlight the growing tension between automakers seeking greater efficiency and workers concerned about the future of manufacturing employment. The move reflects a trend seen across the automotive industry, where manufacturers are increasingly turning to robots and artificial intelligence to improve productivity, reduce costs, and streamline vehicle assembly operations. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Supreme Court has granted tech giant Cisco's bid to shut down a lawsuit that claims the company's technology was used to persecute members of the Falun Gong spiritual movement in communist China. The justices say the American courts are not the right forum for the suits. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at kcnrradio.com all over the world. It takes you right to our website, too, so you can look at our sponsors and go directly to their websites. You can listen to all of our local shows that are archived. With in our shows, it tells you who's on, and then you can tell, I wanted to hear the sheriff talk or somebody. Mm-hmm. I want to hear Shasta Unfiltered again.
Right.
Right. And Ben's here. Good morning. What national days we got today, buddy?
Good morning. I was just looking at that. It's National Take Back the Lunch Day.
Take Back the what?
The lunch day, lunch break.
Take back the lunch break.
So was the lunch break ever taken away?
No, but they're just saying to promote worker happiness and productivity.
Oh, okay.
The trend lately has been less frequent and shorter lunch breaks.
Okay.
And it's been affecting.
Well, we
get back in the day.
Our lunch breaks are Odell's barbecue. We all go over there.
Yeah, but there used to be the day you take back the lunch break and have a couple martinis. And get some backroom deals done.
Well,
and then go back and fight on the floor. That's what happened in politics for a long time.
Well, you know what? And then the one company told their people, they said, at lunch, don't drink vodka or gin. They said, drink bourbon, because I'd rather people think you're drunk than stupid.
Don't even ask why we went there. Hey, I'm going to give you an update with the weather today. It's going to be around 98. That will be our highs today. Hot days, mostly clear skies tonight with overnight lows of 67. Tomorrow's calling for around 96. Perfectly and partly cloudy on Thursday night with overnight lows of 66. So when you're going out to the game, are you going to be outside? All of good things that are happening this weekend. Friday, 87. What a beautiful high with our overnight lows of 59 on Friday night. Saturday calls for 82 and Sunday 86. What a perfect time to be out if you're going to be gardening and doing any kind of weather, or you're going to go to the game, the Colt 45 game, or whatever you're going to do, take a hike and enjoy our beautiful North State here. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they always give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. The Kinney family, three generations strong, always doing wonderful things for our community, bringing us the weather again today, 98, with our overnight lows of 67.
Okay.
Do you have another one? Is you got to slap your mic down?
Okay.
I'm back. Slap your mama.
I'm back.
Slap your mama hot sauce.
No. Still. I got it.
All right.
Hey, by the way, shout out to Kevin and Kelly Morrow, Farriers.
Yes.
That have been in the business, 25 years at least.
Yeah.
They're a team, a husband and wife team.
They shod our horse yesterday.
Yeah. But the reason I'm doing a shout out for them is that they've been working in, and Odina's had foot problems.
That's our horse.
Foot problems. And they have worked really hard. And not only that, but they work with Dr. Kelly Shaw out at Crossroads Vet. And I can't say enough about Kelly and Karen Shaw. Sisters that own Panorama and Crossroads.
Identical twins.
They are, especially Kelly is such an expert when it comes to, leg and hoof problems. UC Davis sends horses up to her for her to look
right at. Here in Redding.
And so yesterday, when they were looking, they called Kelly, and because we had her x-rayed about a month ago. You know, just checking out.
On my birthday.
Yeah, and And Kelly told him, okay, everything's fine. You know, this is this, mm-hmm. this is that. So they talked to her after she had seen the x-rays.
Right.
So they knew exactly. I mean, it wasn't anything big. I mean, yeah. she's, you know, healthy and all that. But it was just the kind of work that they do.
Yeah, they have to do and angles.
Just, yeah, and they're just...
angles and all
just
kinds
a big
of
shout
things.
Out.
Yeah, thank
you know,
you.
People are always looking for good farriers. Now, I don't even know if you can get on their schedule.
And or people who actually care about the little details, because it's like anything else. When you have a good doctor, a good chiropractor, a good anybody who's like going to take care of the details and want to work with you. And I think that's a good segue into our guest here today.
It is. It's
about
another,
taking care of the details.
Another local group here. Hey, I'm here with Shasta and Fildred and Lisa. And Rex Ballard and Carrie Chilson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank
okay.
Thank you so much for having us today.
Well,
thank
you know what?
it's
taken us a little bit, but we've got it. Now we're on track, and we're going. The train's left the station now. So I'm going to, before we get into Shasta Unfiltered, I want to talk about you all. So, Rex, tell me about your background.
Sure. Sure.
And I know you and Elisa are kind of like joined here because you're married, but
right.
You've got a background. I know Elisa does too.
Well, I was involved in the business world for 30, 35 years. I used to run different companies. I was kind of a business problem solver. If a company had a problem with a piece of business, and these were usually technology companies that weren't working, I would come in and help fix them and help sell them if that's what they wanted to do. We would buy and sell companies. So that's what I did for about 30, 35 years. And then I retired and thought I was going to live a life of peace and happiness, and wound up here in Shasta County, first in Anderson. And Elisa and I, we just kind of love the community. We love the people.
And why'd you come up here?
Well, our son and grandkids were up here.
Oh, okay.
That's the main
reason.
I
totally understand it.
So that's kind of where my background is. It was always in business, running companies or selling companies or buying companies.
But not in publications or anything like that?
Nope. I had hobbies of creating a travel blog as an example, and so I'd had some experience in writing before. And so when I heard Lisa was going to do this, I said, you know, the big problem with that is, you need content. If you want to have readers, you got to produce content.
Yes, you do.
And so I got involved because I got tired of watching her work day and night creating content. So I said, well, I know how to write and I know how to read and I've got opinions and I'm concerned about the county and the country.
Hey, would you like to watch this? No, I'm writing stuff. I'm working. Take care of yourself, Rex. Yeah, I understand. No, it's called self-defense. Come on. It's self-management. It's health management. Okay.
And I have a paralegal background and real estate background. And after the 2020 election, I just thought something was amiss. Also, where we used to live, Rex was getting two ballots in the mail. And we thought, why is he getting two ballots? That is just
Well, he's
terrible.
Smarter than most people, so he can vote twice.
So we knew there was a major problem with, you know, the way
it was. Was it to Rex Ballard?
Yes, both. Both of us.
Both
were.
At the same address.
Right, both at the same address.
Yeah.
So clearly I had gotten
that
voted
is strange. That
once
is strange.
When I renewed my license and once when I had originally filled out.
Oh, okay.
And so I was getting two ballots constantly. I'd call them and say, hey, I don't need two.
So we knew something was amiss with the way our elections were being run. So when I moved up here, I decided to, you know, look into it. And I found this election task force group that was looking into issues, joined up with them. And then we noticed that local news coverage wasn't, you know, really giving the full story of what was going on here in our county. So a group of us got together and decided to start our own news blog, and that's how we came up with Shasta Unfiltered.
Okay. So, Carrie, tell us about you. Have you been on before?
I have been on before. Yep.
On here before,
yes.
Right? Okay.
We were on a couple months ago, I think, a few months ago.
For
Shasta Unfiltered.
With me?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Right at the beginning?
Right at the very beginning,
Got it. All right. Got it. Okay.
Well, I just have a great passion for our country and for truth. I grew up in Los Angeles, California, and moved to Norway for a few years, and then I ended up in Colorado with my family, where I ran a community magazine for a while. So I have that experience. And then we moved here to Reading in 2018. And, you know, I think especially with COVID, just woke up my eyes up to what government, what's going on, more of the corruption. And I think especially the mainstream media touting half-truths and lies. And I was just beside myself about the media especially, because I felt like it was very harmful to the public. So it's been in my heart to do this. I'm just grateful for our team and grateful for what we've started. We launched about 9 months ago, and we're all just local volunteers, and we all just got tired of the legacy media only telling the half story. We decided it was time to create a platform that tells the whole truth from a patriotic, pro-constitutional republic, and strongly anti-corruption point of view.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. I'm just looking at my phone because I've got an emergency alert. It says, earthquake detected, drop cover, hold on, and protect yourself.
I just got that, too, and I was looking it up, but I couldn't find anything.
I can't find anything. I don't feel like I've been shaken here. Of course, I can't tell sometimes. Okay, well, look, we need to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Shasta Unfiltered.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing three or four homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Get ready for the ultimate slapdown as Wind River Resort and Casino and Hard Fought Productions bring you Slap Wars. Experience the excitement on Saturday, June 1st as the Slap Warriors fight to be the last slapper standing. Tickets for this thrilling event start at just $35 plus fees. Score a VIP table for $200 plus fees. VIP tables come with a perfect seat for you and a friend and includes four specialty cocktails. And $10 free slot play. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality?
At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
He's heard the call of the wild. He's heard the call of the wild.
Who is that? The mountains calling to is that Chris LeDoux?
Yes, it is.
Sure sound like him. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com, 8:20 in the morning here on the 24th, 77 degrees, going up to 98 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Jewelry design, jewelry repair, watch repair, that's got it all there. Like I said, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. It also has been voted best in the North State 4 years in a row. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, but it's your mic is just...
Okay.
Oh. Try to unplug it.
How about now?
Yep, there it goes.
Okay, I'm just going to keep punching it until it comes through. Been voted best in the North State 4 years in a row, and they're really good people there. The only place that Linda shops for jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I could feel it going away. It's like in a road race, Rex, when I'm running. And I just watch the other runners slowly fade away in front of me. Huh. Okay. Hey, I am here with Shest Unfiltered. And I have Rex and Lise Ballard and Chris and Carrie Chilson with me. The driving force behind Shasta Unfiltered. So tell people, what is Shasta Unfiltered?
Well, Shasta Unfiltered is kind of a news blog. We also publish opinion pieces and information and entertainment.
And you say they're opinion pieces.
Yes.
By the way, or I saw what read one yesterday that said this person or the writer was a member of this organization.
Right.
So, you know, right up front, you're getting an opinion or you're getting somebody that's trying to sell this.
Right. We try to be very transparent in what we do.
I like that.
We're all very patriotic Christians, and it's pretty clear where our politics lie, but we don't let that get in the way of the news. We report both sides of the issue. We clearly have some opinions on those, and we do share them. And like you say, if it's truly an opinion piece, we mark it as opinion piece, unlike some publications that like to brand it as news. But we try to be very, very transparent. We try to cover everything that's happening in and around the North State. So we try focus clearly on Shasta County, but we also reach out to Siskiyou and our other neighboring counties, to Hama counties as well. My focus is more the national and international news and how that impacts, you know, us here in Shasta County. That's where I focus. Elisa is very focused on what's happening kind of at the county level. And then we have Kari and Jerry, who also write for us. Jerry Sanchez is kind of our man around town, who you've probably seen.
Yeah, you see Jerry everywhere.
Yeah, he's got his camera.
he
knows everybody.
He was out there on Special Kids Day. He's out there at the rodeo. I turn around, there's Jerry over my shoulder.
Yeah.
And I go, how you doing, Jerry? I've known Jerry a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of who we are and what we try to do.
Okay.
We also give shout outs to local businesses, restaurants.
Yes, you do.
Pet of the Week, community events that we, you know, highlight. So it's just a whole community paper.
You know, and this is what I'll say, my friends, because I read almost all of the local news. There's one I don't read, but I do read, you know, like Shasta Scout. I read, you know, of course, the paper, and then I read, you know, and I do the online, you know, from Channel 7 and then the other, you know. I look at all of those, and I look at stories, and everybody says we're being middle of the road. Well, that's not true all the time. But I read one story, and it had a complete, you know, this is what's happening. And if you read it, you go, Okay. I read the same story in your Shasta Unfiltered. Totally different stories about the same thing. And I'm not saying either one of them was an opinion piece. It was the way it was written.
Right.
And I mean, I don't know if you've noticed that. I mean, other people I'm sure have. When you have two different people writing about the same story, same facts, but it was portrayed differently. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying which one was right, which one's wrong, because I frankly don't remember. But I do remember it was, wow, that's a completely different take. And I think it had something to do with, you know, the ROV, mm-hmm. something like that.
Yeah, so, that's kind of the way the world is. You know, everybody, they try to be neutral and unbiased, but they're taking in information through their own eyes, and it gets filtered through their mm-hmm. own way of interpreting the truth there. We try to be clear. We try to be we tend to go into a lot more depth on articles than some of our competitors. We try to really kind of get down mm-hmm. into the meat of it. There. Sometimes, you know, people say, well, gee, your articles are so long, and they're purposely that way because we really try to go in depth and in detail.
Well, you know, the thing is, with it used to be ABC, CBS, NBC, and then I think Fox came in,
mm-hmm.
and your local newspaper. So you had three channels, maybe four, and your local newspaper, and then magazines. You know, magazines would also come out, Newsweek and U.S. News and World Report. I mean, and that's what we relied on. And you had to rely on people to give you a unbiased version. Well, that has totally changed at this point, of course, over the years, the decades, when you're inundated by news sources. When CNN started back in 1990, I believe, and because the they were the first 24-hour news, and Desert Shield had just started. We relied on CNN. We didn't rely, but CNN provided us imagery of things we had not seen before because they were right in there in, with, you know, in with the Iraqis in Baghdad pushing out video that we were seeing things. They were the first ones. And then, of course, now look where we are. I mean, is there any idea how many news sources there are out there? I don't, tens of thousands.
Right. And there's folks, a lot of folks just like us who are, quote, citizen journalists. Now, some may not be as organized as we are, but you're available. The availability of news through a variety of sources is kind of unparalleled right now.
But unfortunately, from things I've read, is that still good? Yep. Things I've read is that people have a tendency to read or listen to the news that reinforces their beliefs.
Right.
And there lies the danger, because you're not getting a second opinion on things. That's why I think it's so important that people read 4, 5, 6, 7. We have 6 different news feeds going into our website. Plus, Linda's on there with Drudge, and, you know, we're trying to look at as many of these as we can before we say something, because we've been totally wrong before, because of something we read, and then to find out that, oh, no, that's not true.
Right.
And you have to go back and say, hey, everything I said yesterday wasn't true.
Right.
Based on reading two things that said it was. So, yeah.
Yeah, we try to do the same thing. We gather our news by looking at a lot of different sources there, and then kind of having our ear out there on the street, listening to people and attending those Board of Supervisors meetings, attending the City Council meetings, and really gathering kind of and going into the details there.
And there's a lot of people that come up at Board of Supervisors meetings or City Council meetings to make their public comments. But those never make the news. Well, it's changing now. Exactly. We are going to voice the opinions of the citizens that have take time out of their day to come up to the board meeting and talk about issues that they're facing. I think it's really important.
I think it is, too. And we're going to take a break here now. When we come back, I want to talk to you about things that I've seen that you all probably have a pretty good take on. The election, you know, this past election, now we got a runoff going in November. You know, things that maybe you've heard from about the redistricting fiasco, all of those things, because I know that you've had articles on them and you've thought them out. So there's some questions I'd, you know, just like to throw out to you and see what you think, okay?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I was at yesterday at 3:40 in the afternoon. Went down there and hopped into Tim's chair, and he worked his magic on my head. Found him in 2007 when I moved here to Redding. They'd already been there since 1960, been in the same location since 67. They're right off Athens Avenue in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, of course, across the parking lot from the old Subway, Lucky Miller's, if you remember that. And I understand Submarama is going to move in there. So, and probably I saw that in the Shasta Unfiltered. never had a bad haircut. I can make an appointment, and that's what I really like, and it works on my schedule. I call them either at 530-244-9478, or I go on Booksy and go to Redding Cypress Square, and they send you a confirmation and a reminder. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's a good barbershop, and it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, locally owned, locally operated, and your haircuts are American-made. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Everybody calls the Alliance.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community. A special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air. Because everybody calls us. 2212-642.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Redding for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Dunn. Known for their hit song, Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings their signature Texas Americana sound to Redding for one unforgettable night.
So I'm going broke with every song I play, 'cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at cascadetheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at cascadetheater.org.
The future is here at Turtle Bay Museum with Popnology, an immersive and interactive experience by Stage 9 Exhibitions that brings science fiction and science fact together like never before. Step up to an exact replica of the DeLorean time machine. Compare 1980s technology to today's smartphones. Discover the story behind the Mars rover and much more. Perfect for all ages. On exhibit now at Turtle Bay Museum. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
And we're stopped. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Lindebaugh, streaming live at kcnrradio.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to be only a hospital in Reading to earn 5 consecutive A grades from the Leapfrog Group for patient safety. It's a national standard of excellence and a recognition of the quality care they deliver every day. Patient safety, quality care, health care you can count on. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I'm here with Shasta Unfiltered, an online newspaper that started 6 months ago?
Nine months ago.
With Roy and Elise Ballard.
Rex and Elise.
Rex. Okay, I don't know why I said Roy. It doesn't even look like Roy. Rex and Lisa Ballard and Kari Chilson.
Yep.
Did I get that one right? Kari?
Yep, perfect.
Okay. So, you cover all this and the elections we just had, the primaries, surprises.
Well, I think for me, the surprises, we thought that Kevin would at least make it to a runoff.
Uh-huh.
We did kind of feel that he was flagging there at the end, and then I don't know that he did everything he could to help himself. And Erin did the right thing because she was largely quiet and kind of not let herself get in the way. So that was a little bit of a surprise that Erin pulled that out. And we'll be watching her and seeing how she
wants
to move forward.
You know, Erin's, whether you agree with her or not, she's pretty stand-up.
Yep.
And I've called her in here on things, and she'll stand there and say, this is why I voted, and blah, blah, blah. But she has been known for giving raises. She has been known, for the land deal there. I think she learned from that and, she, you know, came back out and apologized. But still, the state of the county and the city, when it comes to money, I mean, we're hurting here.
Yeah.
Especially, and you've been following this, the city's revenue is down from their projected by quite a bit, and it was a very conservative projection for this year. Mm-hmm. The new city manager, I know, Tarbo, is bringing in a group just to, I mean, it's like a forensic audit going through every one of the departments.
That's
there.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm glad he's doing
you know
that.
What? And here's something I don't understand. Maybe you can explain it to me. Is that every candidate that runs talks about this forensic audit at the county level.
And it never happened.
It never happened.
That makes me super angry, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do you know why that is?
Well, I think they're afraid of what will actually be found.
Right.
Is
right.
The honest answer.
Oh. It's a red flag when there's no transparency in any organization.
What do you think of, I know that you all are supporters of Clint Curtis. I mean, is that fair to say?
Yeah, that is very fair to say.
Okay.
We want fair elections.
Okay. he brought in, to me it seemed, because I took a tour and walked around with him, with more transparency there, and it seemed more security on it. He, of course, was also working from, I know people inside the elections, and I'm not, you know, I don't talk to Clint about it, but he was also facing this slow roll of things that were happening. In your opinion, when Francesca comes in, do you think she's going to take away the, some of the things that he's done to make it more transparent, or just leave it because it's...
It remains to be seen. I mean, there have been news reports where she has supposedly said that, no, she's going to take things back to the way they were. Now, I, in our reporting, have not heard her necessarily say that, but I have seen that reported elsewhere there. So it does remain to be seen what she ultimately does, because it's hard to look at what Clint did and said that that's bad for us, because it does give a tremendous amount of transparency. While many voters here wanted to go to a hand count, with the systems he's put in place, you effectively can do a hand count, because virtually every ballot is seen on camera before it's counted. There. So it does bring a level of transparency that I don't know how anybody can say is bad.
Well, I need to get Joanna back on.
Yeah.
And I can ask her these questions. What changes do you envision when you take over in January? That kind of thing.
Right.
Well, I can tell you as an observer for three of her elections, she was very, she could say one thing, but even though we've asked her to please make these elections more transparent and secure, she refused, and things just got worse with every election.
Well, okay. Well, let's see. Maybe she'll, maybe we need to talk to her.
Right.
Hear what she says.
And hopefully,
and reasons
she'll
why she would do things.
Hopefully she'll keep the chain of custody that Clint has put in place there, keeping everything under seal. Without
that can't be bad. I thought they were all supposed to be under seal.
They
though.
Were not before.
No,
they were just in open stacks, and we were appalled what we had seen before. So, you know, if she tries to go back to the way she did it before, there's going to be consequences for that. We are not going to let that happen.
Okay. Measure B, that passed with 56% of the vote, essentially going against the state constitution and the laws of the state.
I don't think it goes against the Constitution.
It does go against the laws.
It goes against laws. Okay, maybe not Constitution, but it goes against the laws. And the Board of Supervisors, and I think this is your article, who got it started, you know, the idea of it. And but then when this committee of five went out and got the signatures, and then it passed. Now, the board has voted not to defend this because the state's already put a lawsuit out, an injunction saying you can't do this. And the board's not going to fight it. Thoughts on that?
Well, we think it's a shame because the board forgets that they're representative government. Their job is to represent the people. And the people have spoken very clearly by passing this. So to not support it really is offensive to the people that they're supposed to be representing. I mean, I wrote an opinion piece about it, and Kevin Cry called me kind of immediately because his photograph was pictured there, and he said, well, why is my picture up there? Because I wasn't even there to cast a vote. And I said, your picture's up there because you swore to us, because I happen to also be the president of the Shasta County Republican Assembly, that you would defend the people's will, and you weren't there for a vote. We know you had some health issues, but your picture's there because you had the opportunity to be the hero of this and defend this, but you weren't able to be there. So that's why your picture was in the paper.
It was a 4-0 vote.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, he had to go back and have chemotherapy that day. So.
And my thing to Kevin was, Kevin, you're a young guy. Why don't you just step back for a few years, get your health back? I mean, I had that heart thing going there. Why don't you take care of yourself, get yourself back in, and then you're still young, you can come back again. But, no, Kevin's going to fight it.
Well, I'd like to make the point that
sure.
the county has been against this measure from the get-go.
Yeah, it has.
They slow-walked it just in the very beginning of the initiation process, and then the county council refused to write the title and summary, and then the board voted to sue the citizens, a very rare move that was...
They were putting it on. That did
yeah,
it,
they
the
were
five.
Totally against the election integrity. So
yeah,
that
yeah, the county council seems to be making a lot of very strange decisions right now.
Well, the thing is our county passed this measure that goes against California law.
Right.
Now, on the ballot, this, from what I understand, it'll be on the general election, is the showing ID when you vote, which is a huge step forward for California.
Yes.
And it looks like that could pass because most Californians, from what polls I've seen, of course, they haven't started fighting it that much, think that people should show their ID, you know, yes, when they vote. You
it's
know,
only common sense.
It is. And I think that's what people agree on. But this one was not just that. It was also same-day voting, paper ballots, what else? A couple other things.
Well, I'd just like to say, too,
but
that
it goes
not
against
every,
the California
No, it does not. Not everything on there goes against the California laws, and that's what the lawsuit is. The attorney is – I'm a proponent. I'm one of the
I understand.
So not every part of that is against the law. I mean, a lot of these laws California made recently, like the AB 969 against hand counting, that was just only in the last couple of years. But not everything. So it wasn't really the responsibility of our board to attack Measure B from the get-go. That's something that the courts need to decide, and because there's something called severability, where most likely some of the Measure B will still stand after the lawsuit by the state, because
if it's fought.
If it's fought, that's correct.
Because right now the county's not going to do it, so it leaves it up to the five.
The proponents
now,
are
here's the other
fighting
thing.
It.
The state's also suing the five who got the measure on. Is that correct? Did I see that? It's not just the county. It was the five people
that
were the proponents that got it on the got it on the ballot. And I don't understand that. I mean,
right.
Only because if I want to get a measure on for walking dogs on grass instead of the concrete, right? It could be anything. And the state says no. We're gonna sue the county for doing that, and we're also gonna sue you, Carl, because you're the one that got it on the ballot. I don't understand that part of it.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense because right now it's about the will of 55.6% of the county voters who decided that they want Measure B. And so it's really the county's responsibility to defend it.
And it's really Measure B is really going back to the way things used to be done in elections. It's nothing new. We're going back to the old system, you know, where there's accountability and more control, transparency, by who's voting, you know, and who's counting the vote. We don't want the votes counted by machines only. We need to have full transparency. The machine can flip a vote, and it's, if you can't believe that now, then I don't know. Machines can be programmed to do anything, and you'd never know it.
And
so
there's
we can't
testimony
trust the machines.
About that.
There's plenty of testimony about that. There was demonstrations in court about that. You cannot trust these machines because you're not even allowed to look at the source code for the machine. We need open source code if we're going to use machines, but we don't have open source code.
Exactly.
Okay. We need to take a break. We're here with Shasta Unfiltered. Rex Ballard, Elise Ballard, and Kari Chilson. And we'll be right back.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Redding for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Dunn. Known for their hit song Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings her signature Texas Americana sound to Redding for one unforgettable night.
I'm going broke with every song I play, 'cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at cascadetheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at cascadetheater.org.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Get ready for the ultimate slapdown as Wind River Resort and Casino and Hard Rock Productions bring you
Slap Wars.
Experience the excitement on Saturday, June 1st as these Slap Warriors fight to be the last slapper standing. Tickets for this thrilling event start at just $35 plus fees. Score a VIP table for $200 plus fees. VIP tables come with a perfect seat for you and a friend and includes four specialty cocktails.
And $10 free slot play.
For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Redding Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding, or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement with the TAG or ADT programs. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Fall classes start August 17th. Visit shastacollege.edu/start to make your success a reality at Shasta College.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Hey, tomorrow Trish Clark is going to join me. Yeah, that's right. We've started back with Trish Clark once a month, and only because she said once a month I can get up that early and come in here. But also Troy Payne's going to join us, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and we're going to be when you're talking about veterans things, there's a lot of veterans issues or and bills that are working its way through the Sacramento legislature, and some of them kind of interesting. So that's what's going to be on tomorrow. I'll come in and listen to Trish and turn Trish loose on what's going on. I love her. But today I have Shasta Unfiltered, the online newspaper of the world, mainly of Shasta County, and Rex and Elisa Ballard and Kari Chilton, who are kind of like the nucleus of this. Tell us more about it. It's not just...
Too. Huh? Yep. Jerry, we have another team member, Jerry.
Sanchez. Oh, Jerry Sanchez.
Yes.
Jerry, sorry. I hear from Jerry every day. It starts my day with a text from Jerry. Hey! Okay, Jerry's another story, but let's go back to this. It's not just the online newspaper that you all have going through here. You've got YouTube channels.
Right. We got started, as Kari said, 9 months ago, and we were really focused on the website and the news, and that has grown pretty dramatically. We get about 15,000 page views on our website each month, and that number keeps growing. But then we also, because not everybody likes to read, so we take a lot of our news stories And we turned them
Isn't that horrible?
Right.
No, isn't that horrible? But you're right.
Yeah.
You know, people, we don't even teach cursive writing. Somebody right. walked in the store the other day and the person could not read right. what they had written.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
So
anyway.
We launched a YouTube channel. We took some of our articles and we turned them into videos to explain to people what the article says.
How do you do that? Is that hard?
It's much easier today because there are these artificial intelligence tools where I can load my story into it and it will produce the graphics and I can tell it to stay to the story. Because a lot of times the bad thing about artificial intelligence is if you don't constrain it, it will bring up who knows what. So if you write the right prompts, constrain it to look at your articles, your facts there, and then you can get it to essentially give a very fair representation of the article that's written, and it'll produce all the graphics for you and that sort of thing, and we can publish that. And a lot of people prefer to consume their news that way.
On a video?
On a video.
Does it cost anything?
No, it's totally free. It's available on our YouTube channel.
Okay.
And then...
And YouTube channel is Shasta Unfiltered.
Search Shasta Unfiltered.
I go to YouTube right now, I can look you up.
Exactly.
Okay.
So then we weren't getting as much traction as we had hoped, so we had a Facebook page, and we began putting our videos out on Facebook, and all of a sudden, things have exploded. So our Facebook page gets about 200,000 views a month, which is, those are big numbers. And people are coming there because they like the videos, but then they're also going to the newspaper, and they're looking at our newspaper ads. So
articles.
Our articles, yeah, there. And
but you need ads.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where we're going next is because it is just four of us who, and people are sometimes amazed when they look at how many articles we produce, and they think we've got this huge staff of writers, and it's, no, there's basically three of us, sometimes four, producing all these articles that we see. So we'd like to be able to hire more writers, more editors, more people to get more news out. So to do that, we've largely relied strictly on donations, and we've got some great benefactors out there who've helped us immensely. But now that we've got the numbers where we think we are, we'd like to begin running some ads. And, you know, we aren't beholden to any corporate interest. We're not controlled by pharmaceuticals. So we really want to focus on ads from local businesses who are like-minded patriots who want to be on our paper. If you look at our demographics, they're perfect. Our age group is 35 to 65-year-old, 60% women, more affluent communities who are interested.
They have jobs or they're retired.
Exactly. Yeah. And so we're in the right demographic for people to advertise with. So that's something that you may see a little less of Jerry Sanchez because he's going to focus for us on trying to get the ads and grow the ads out there for us. And Kari is doing that as well so that we can get a little bit more revenue in so we can actually bring more news and information to the people.
Okay.
And
Curry.
I love everyone listening to check us out at ShastaUnfiltered.com. It's completely free, easy to navigate, and updated daily. And if you'd like what we're doing, please share our articles with friends and family. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and consider becoming a founding supporter or advertiser. We're still in our early growth phase, and your support helps us to keep growing strong.
You know, when I tried to come on, when I tried to look you all up the other day, I was being hijacked by another site.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking
about?
I'm not going to mention
it. Yeah, it does.
Now it's coming up. It's coming up. But
Okay. In the early days, it was even harder, but now we're coming up higher on
I mean somebody from in the county.
Was
hijacking your site, and it was strange. Because Linda looked it up, she said, I got it, no problem. I went back over and over again. Okay, it's because let me tell you some of the articles. $9 million parking lot, Fosse, the anatomy of a cover-up, the Chico Library shooting. Did you see a photo of the guy that did it?
Yeah.
He looks like he could be the lead singer in a boy band.
Yes.
I mean, doesn't he?
It is a sad case.
He's a sad 18 years old, wanted a Columbine.
Right.
But when you look at him, you're thinking to yourself, there's nothing to indicate Of course, that's what they always say.
Yeah.
Nothing to indicate this was going to happen.
It definitely looks like the boy next door.
Yeah.
And let me see. Is the tail trying to wag the dog? State workers push to soften return to office rules. Request to pause demolition of the former Shasta. Do you think we only got like a minute left? So how do people get a hold of you?
Well, ShastaUnfiltered.com is the easiest way. You can also, what's her email address there, Kari?
Contact@ShastaUnfiltered.com.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Email to, then the way people really been communicating with us now is on our Facebook. We have a huge running dialogue with all the citizens. Unlike some of our competitors, hey, not everybody agrees with us. We don't block those comments out. We let those debates rage on the comments page between those people who agree with us and those who don't.
There's some nasty comments.
There are some nasty comments. And if they're profane, we typically will do something about it. But if they just don't agree with us, that's okay. We let those comments stay out
it's
there.
When they
let the dialogue
It's
start.
When they question if you're a human or not.
Right.
No, those are... Okay, well...
Our story... I just want to say one thing is we are faith-filled... folks here, we believe in God, and one of the things that we've recently launched is our interview segment on YouTube channel. The first one that we've done is a fascinating interview with Dr. David Thompson and his wife Becky. They were medical missionaries in Africa.
What a great story. They started a medical school, right?
Yep.
They started a hospital and a medical school in the jungles of Gabon, Africa, and it's amazing. So I encourage everybody to go to our YouTube channel and look for the